Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Everyday Language. I'm your host, Andrew Lenzo. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This is our fourth episode, and I'm really excited to continue on this journey with you. Today, we're going to be talking about embedding content in your blog posts. This is a really great tool that a lot of people just don't know enough about to do. It's very simple, and it doesn't take a lot of time. So I'm going to walk you through three easy steps to embed content into your posts. And this is a fantastic way to get your readers engaged. It is an interactive tool that you can use to share social media posts, to share any articles, slideshows, maps, anything like that that could be useful to your audience and that relates to your blog posts. So embedding is simply defined as an essential tool that you can use to make your articles stand out over your competition. So there are a number of things that you can embed into an article. Really anything is embeddable. A podcast episode, for example, can be embedded into an article, a blog post. You can embed a social media post from any platform. You can embed a YouTube video. Most platforms actually encourage it, and they make it easy for you to embed that content into your article because they want their platform to be shown as much as possible as well. So the process to embed code is much easier as it sounds. So note, this is going to be different to embed based on the blogging platform that you use. If you have any questions, please let me know. You have my email, you have my phone, or just go to lenzomedia.com, or you can listen to one of our previous episodes where I share my information. But this is a pretty simple thing to do, and if you need help walking through it, we're happy to help you through. So these are the three easy steps. These are going to vary a little bit based on your platform. The first thing you want to do is find the social media post that you'd like to embed, or just find that piece of content that you think is going to be interactive and valuable for your audience. So it's important to find something of value that relates to the article that you're posting, whether it's another article, it's an audio clip, a YouTube video, whatever it is, make sure that it's valuable and your audience is going to gain something from seeing it. This can be from your own account or it can be from another person's account. If you use your own personal content, that can be another way to boost engagement because listening to a post, listening to an audio post, or listening to a video linked in that article will directly count as a view on the other platform. Basically, what you're doing is taking Spotify, taking YouTube, and putting it onto that post. So it's just like that person's on that platform. They're just viewing it from your blog post. So the second thing you're going to need to do is copy the embed code from the platform you're using. So you're going to click the share icon, click embed, and then copy the code displayed. So this is going to appear on different places depending on the platform that you're using. So I'm going to walk through six of the most common. If you use Facebook, you're going to click the three dots in the top right corner of a post. It will open a new window, click Get Code, and copy the code displayed to complete the process. Note that you can only copy code from public posts. For Twitter, you're going to click the arrow in the top right corner and click Embed Tweet. Click Copy Code in the new window. If your tweet is part of a thread, you will have the option of including the previous tweet as well. For Instagram, click the three dots in the top right corner, click Embed, and copy the text. You can choose whether or not to include the post's caption. Only posts from public accounts can be embedded. For LinkedIn, click the three dots in the top right corner, click Embed this post, and copy the code. It will preview the post before you copy the code, so you'll get to see what it will look like on your blog post. For Pinterest, click the three dots in the middle of the description bubble and click Embed. You can customize the link, the size of the pin, and whether you'll include the caption before copying the code, and then the code will be available at the bottom of the page. So you get a little bit more customization with Pinterest. There are also some ways to customize other embeds as well. You just have to Google it. And then the final one is YouTube. So YouTube is very easy. You're just going to click the share icon. It looks like an arrow. It's below the video window and to the right of the like, dislike button. You're going to click that and then click embed and customize the video start time before copying the code so that information will fit your website. It will start the video at that point as well. So that can be useful for a longer video that might have just a small piece of information that's useful and relatable to the post that you're writing. So the third thing and the final thing you have to do is embed the code into your article. So I'm going to walk through Squarespace and WordPress. But there are some other platforms, and it's pretty simple to figure it out. So most web developers will allow you to embed code into your posts on your website. On Squarespace, the embed feature is located under the basics window in the article editor. You're just going to click that, click embed, and then paste. On the WordPress block editor, you can use the embed feature in the new block window. In the original editor, you can switch from text to code in the editor to paste your embed code. If you're having trouble figuring out what to do for your specific platform, let us know and we're happy to help. Or you can just Google how to embed on your platform. If you haven't heard already, we have a newsletter where we're starting to share updates. That's new podcast episodes like these from our other shows and from our blog posts as well as other exciting updates coming from Lenzo Media. So you can subscribe to that on the website if you're interested. Also, you can follow us on social media at Lenzo Media. We're starting to become more active on all of our pages and continue sharing content like this to help you continue to grow your business. Thank you so much for listening. Like I've said before, I'm having such a blast recording these, so I'm excited to continue on this journey with you. We will be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. for our final episode of the week. Thank you for listening.